Now, I mentioned this at the top of the show. With the success of programs like The Block of late, renovating to make a buck has become a bit of a trend that people want to embark on, but it can be fairly dangerous, I think. Well, according to Sydney's buyer's agent, renovator and real estate author Patrick Bright, this may be something that you need to look at very closely before you actually embark on it. He's written a great new book, The Insider's Guide to Renovating for Profit, and joins us today. Hello, Patrick.
Hi, good afternoon.
It is potentially dangerous, isn't it?
Financially, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, very.
How can somebody get into trouble renovating for profit?
Well, if they are going to make a profit out of it, they get in trouble because they actually don't end up making one. And you'll find most people don't do that. I mean, you mentioned The Block, and the other show, the big one, was The Renovators last year. Both great shows, loved them, very entertaining, but they all lost money, everybody. And they all had experts helping them, guiding them. They were given free swimming pools, $10,000 every time they did a half-good room, all these sorts of things. And they still, with all that freebie, lost money. They didn't account for any labour. They didn't account for any council fees or costs in their figures. And they still all lost money.
So I guess to start with, you need to do some pretty good research before you actually embark on it.
Yeah, you can make a profit out of renovating, but it's what you do and how you do it. And you've got to work out, I mean, my simple formula is I always work out end value first of what the property would be worth once we've done all the work to it. So once we've got the end value, we work backwards. What is it going to cost us to get it there? Okay, and that's a figure in itself, and that's a process in itself to get an accurate figure, because obviously a lot of renovations run over and costs run. So you've got to have some experience and some counsel to make sure you don't under budget what you're going to cost. Then you go, how much money do I want to make? It might be a percentage or it might be a dollar figure. You might want to make 20, 30, 40, 50,000, depending on the value of the property and the value and how much time you're putting into it. And then that works out to be what your purchase price would be once you subtract all those figures.
I guess one of the crucial points would be understanding the property cycle itself and different areas of the city that you're looking at renovating in, and understanding where those particular suburbs are up to in the cycle.
Yeah, absolutely. That will help. But it depends if you're doing a renovation or a development. So a renovation should be knocked off inside 6-8 weeks if you're smart about it and you're organised. A development could take you several months, even more than a year. That's more of a worry because the market shifts. Now, it used to be a long time for the market. You'd take 12 months before you'd see shifts. Then it went to 3 months. Now it's like every month we can see noticeable changes with stock on market, interest rate changes. So it's a much more fluid market now.
You said 6 to 8 weeks is what you should be looking at as a renovation time. Is that realistic for most people if they're doing it on their own?
If they're very organised, yes. And I spell that out in the book that I've got. I've actually got 10 examples, real case studies, actual how long it took, what we did, what was the purchase price. So they're all real examples and stats. We've got a couple of houses in there, terraces, semis, apartments. So I've sprinkled examples to show that it can be done, and it can be done in a tight time frame.
Do you have to yourself, if you're embarking on a project like this where you do want to make some money out of it, do you have to naturally have those skills in terms of the trade skills? Maybe not all of them, but a fair grasp of building and construction?
Absolutely would help. It's not a requirement, but it would certainly help. I mean, my background is actually a carpenter before I went into real estate. So I've had 20 years experience from when I started out in the trade right through to, you know, being a sales agent, buyer's agent, renovator. So yeah, that certainly helps me. But what I've done is I've distilled those 20 years in the information in the book to help people so they stop stuffing it up.
Do you need to embark on a full renovation of a home, or can you get away with a minor half one?
Well, one of the things I focus on is working out whether you want to do that or not, because if you go to council, once you start changing roof lines and things like that and getting a bit serious, then you need council approval. There's a lot more costs involved. So you want to decide whether you want to add the value to the home on a big scale, or you want to do a small in-and-out renovation as well.
If it's a small in-and-out renovation, where do you get your bang for your buck? What areas? Is it painting, carpets, kitchens?
Yeah, the usual. It really is. It's the kitchens, bathrooms mainly that add a lot of value. If you can open up a bit more space to the property, natural light, these things are important. So a lot of people stuff it up where they go in with an appropriate kitchen, let's say, for some properties might be, say, $20,000 spend. Some people will go in and put a 50 grand kitchen in, or some might do a 10. The problem is if you do the 50, you've overcapitalized. If you do the 10, you haven't done it right. So if you try to sell it later, people are going to go, oh, it's a crappy kitchen, I'm going to have to rip it out and put a 20 grand kitchen in. So you might as well have not done the kitchen at all.
So how do you make that call? How do you know what's too much, what's too little?
Well, for me, I actually call in interior designers and experts. Yep. Even though I've done many, many, many renovations over many years, I still pull in the experts because it's not You can easily stuff it up. You still can get it wrong.
For the person who doesn't have the skills that you might have as a mm-hmm. carpenter, for instance, what are some of the basics they actually can do and then leave the rest to the experts?
Yeah, well, I don't physically swing a hammer anymore. I haven't done that for over a decade, so I project manage these things. So you don't need to have those skills. You just need to be able to be a good organizer. You need to understand what needs to be done. Look, painting and things like that, sure, you can do those things yourself. You don't need a trade qualification to be painting, but most people will see if you're good at painting, you might get away with it, but most people aren't.
Yeah.
And you can tell the difference between a tradesman's finish and somebody who's doing it just every now and again.
Even something like colour selection is very important.
Critical, and that is why I would, even today, I pull in an interior designer and I'll pull someone in, and they're not expensive, a couple of hours of their time. They can lay out carpet, paint, match it, all those. That's their skill. Well worth an investment.
And after 5 o'clock, Ricky Stubbs does our regular segment on the program on colour, selection and interior design.
There you go.
Her advice is worth its weight in gold. I guess just finally, one of the things that can scare people when they're embarking on something like this is cost blowouts.
Mm-hmm.
In a 6 to 8 week period, can you be fairly confident that you're not going to suffer a cost blowout if you do your planning and your managing of the project
right? You can. Well, I always ask the trades guys for fixed price quotes. So if it depends. If you're digging a hole in the ground, you're never going to get that because they're going to go, well, we could strike rock. And that's understandable. You can't hold them. But, most properties, you can sort of have a look at it. And if you've got a design or a rough sketch or a plan of what you're going to do, look, you're ripping out a bathroom, you're ripping out a bathroom, putting a new one in. There should be no surprises there.
Should you budget in a bit of extra cost anyway, though?
Yeah, it won't hurt. You budget in it and have that fudge factor. Look, it doesn't hurt to do that. Depends on your experience, whether you do that at 5%, 10% or a bit more. But, get your trades guys to say, look, I'd rather you are on the higher side and give me a fixed price quote that you're going to stick to than start adding extras in.
I guess
that'll help.
Just finally, the Sydney market, I suppose, that the property market has been a bit depressed in the last few years. Is it a good time to embark on a project like this?
Well, this is one of the reasons why I finally got the book done and finished it off, because the publisher was saying you've got to get that out there, because it is a perfect time, because the market, if the market's not going up, you can manufacture capital growth.
Yeah.
So by doing a renovation, by value adding. So you don't have to wait for the market. You can actually add that value yourself.
It's a great book to have a look at. It's called The Insider's Guide to Renovating for Profit. I think many people would be interested in doing that over the next 12 months, certainly because of the way the market is. Patrick Bright is the author. Thanks for joining me today.
Pleasure. Thanks, Lynn.
13 13 32. It's 6 to 3.